Hey everyone, this is Brent Harbold. I wanted to jump in before we get to the audio description and let you know what we are offering and selling now is just the power bank only, new in the box with the USB-C cable and the carry pouch. We are not offering the wireless charging base with it any longer. So just know when you hear me talking about the wireless charging base in the upcoming description, this particular offering is just the power bank alone. Now, if you feel like you need the wireless base, you can get it off of Amazon for about $70. But if not, you can easily charge the power bank up with its USB-C port on it. So just wanted to clear that up. One other thing, I do say 240 watts in the audio description, but it really is actually 250 watt output. So just to clear those things up, now let's get to the description. Their purpose, but this power bank takes power banks and smart power banks to the next level. So this is the Anker Prime power bank. Now this is the Prime 27,000 milliamp, 240 watt power bank. Now, not everybody is going to need or want this beefy and this expensive of a power bank. But if you are somebody that does, if you are somebody that wants to be able to charge laptops, if you want to be able to charge your phones at the very fastest speeds possible, if you want to be able to check the power bank and see the level of percentage that it has left in it, whatever, this is going to be the one for you. Now we only have, and we've only got a couple of these in because they are so expensive. We're not going to probably stock a lot in the store with these because from Amazon, you can go look these up. Amazon has these, the Anker Prime 27,000 milliamp power bank with the charging base, and that's the what we're selling them with today, is $230. Now, you're going to say, wow, that is a lot for a power bank. Yes, it is. But I will tell you, this power bank does a lot. So first of all, let's talk about the size of this thing. It's pretty beefy. This is not something that you are going to carry in a pocket. This is not something you're going to carry in a purse. This is not something you're going to carry in a jacket. It might not even be something that you would carry in a backpack, but it would be something that you might throw in a bag to check it on a plane. To be honest with you, I don't even know if they would let you take this on the plane. I think they will. I think I saw somewhere that this power bank is allowed to go on a plane. So you could conceivably take it on a plane with you. Would you want to? I don't know. I mean, that's up to you. I probably wouldn't be carrying this on the plane. If I travel with this, it will be in my check-in bag, whatever. But this thing is a brick. I mean, it literally looks like a small brick. It's got some good weight to it. It's got some good size to it. So I'm going to give you, I'm in my office doing this because this is where I have it plugged in. So I'm going to give you some good dimensions here.
0 inches.
So
6 inches, 6 and 7/16 inches.
Top to bottom, 6 and 17 inches. That is the way it stands up. Now, this is a power bank that stands taller. It's meant to stand tall and not sideways. Now, you can set it sideways. It's not going to hurt anything. But when you put this on the charging base, it will be standing up. Okay, let's go from front to back.
1 and 7/8 inches.
So not quite 2 inches from front to back. So right around almost 2 inches, but not quite. And then left to right. So this would
be
width.
3 and 7/8 inches. 2 and 5/16 inches.
So there you go. About a little under 2.5 inches wide, a little under 2 inches deep from front to back, and about 6.5 inches tall. That is the size of this. So it is a pretty good size power bank. Now I'm gonna let me do the weight for you.
In 5 seconds.
Hello.
Okay, let me weigh this so I can tell you guys. Without the charging base, this is going to weigh, let me stand it up tall.
1 pound, 7.2 ounces.
So there you go. It's going to weigh a little under 1.5 pounds. That is a pretty big power bank. Now that is not including, that's not including the charging base. But if you were to take this with you in a bag, you're going to be looking at about a little under a pound and a half. But what does this do to make it so great? Well, first of all, you're going to get, like I mentioned, a little over 27,000 milliamps of capacity. That is enough to charge a laptop and an iPad, or a laptop and an iPhone a couple times, or an iPad a couple times and an iPhone several times, or an iPhone probably 10 times, whatever. So you can, you know, mix and match there, but this is going to give you a lot of capacity to be able to charge your devices many, many times over. Now, this is also going to put out up to 240 watts of power. So that means you can plug this in to two laptops and charge two laptops at the same time. You can charge, you know, anything you plug into this, including the laptops, is going to charge at the very fastest speed possible. So the vibrating audible accessible battery that we sold is an 18 watt output. This is a 240 watt output. The iPhone can take, the newer iPhones can take 30 watts of power output charging. Okay, so this tells you right there, this thing can put out up to 240 watts. That means it's easily, many times over, gonna put out the highest wattage possible an iPad can charge, highest wattage possible an iPhone can charge, and any other devices out there, whether it be a Braille display, Victor Stream, blind shell phone, anything else, 240 watts, this thing is going to put out as much as your device can handle. At the very top of this, this is going to give you two USB Type-C ports and a standard USB port. So yeah, they could have put a couple more ports on here maybe, but two USB-Cs, both super high-speed USB-Cs, and then a high-speed USB standard 3.0 port. Okay, on the right side of this power bank, you have a large button, and then on the front of this power bank, you will feel a slick, basically, screen. So this is a screen that shows you what is going on with the battery. But the thing is that you don't have to use this screen to see what the battery is, because this battery will connect to the Anchor app in the App Store. So that is another thing this is going to give you, and that is why this is so expensive. It has built-in Bluetooth connectivity, and it will let you connect to an app in the App Store. The app is free. It's from Anchor. I will put the link to the app in the description on the website so you can find the right one. You can download it and get the right one to download. This also has the ability to tell you in the app, and I will tell you the app is, from what I can tell, completely accessible from what I've used it. It will tell you whenever you have a device plugged into it, it will tell you how many watts that device is pulling. It will tell you how many battery level, what the battery level is left in this power bank by percentage. It will tell you how many battery cycles and cycle counts is on this power bank. So every time you charge this all the way up and then discharge it and then charge it back up again, that's one battery cycle. And so it will tell you how many cycles you have on your battery. It will tell you how many hours worth of battery you have left remaining. It tells you everything. It will tell you the temperature of this power bank at the time. It tells you everything. So there are sensors built into this to tell you everything you would ever want to know about a power bank. So if you want to geek out on it, like I've geeked out on it, you're going to love this. So built-in Bluetooth, built-in sensors, and it even has a find sensor at the very bottom, a speaker with a Find My sensor that you can actually go into the app and you can trigger an alert that will alert on this power bank if you've lost it, if you misplaced it. It will play a tone out of the bottom of the speaker. It is out of the speaker, but out of the bottom of the power bank, and let you know where this is. So this thing is insane as far as what it offers. Now that's the power bank itself. It has the Bluetooth. You turn the Bluetooth on and off. It's got trickle charge mode. I don't think I would mess with trickle charge mode. It really doesn't make much difference. And it might interfere if you accidentally put this in trickle charge mode, then the battery will not let you do a firmware update. Yes, this does have firmware updates with it, if you can believe it. So a power bank that is so smart, it has Bluetooth, it has a speaker, it has sensors, temperature sensors, and it even has a firm capability for firmware updates. So that is a super smart power bank, and it is too cool. Now the side of this, kind of a textured, you can hear that. You play a little tune on that. And then the back is smooth and the front is smooth. Now, let's talk about the base that it comes with. When you buy some of these, if you buy one off of Amazon, you can opt to get them without the base. Now, the base in itself, if you were to buy the base extra, it is something like $70 or $80 just for the base alone. If you didn't want the base, you could buy the power bank, and then every time you wanted to charge it, you would just plug it in to a USB-C cable, and it would charge it up. Now, if you want to do that, that's fine. It completely works great that way, and it will charge up. But I think the base is pretty cool because it adds a different level of functionality. And so what that is that the base... So this is a set, this is a package deal. You get the power bank and you get the base inside. The base comes with a power cable that plugs in the back, and then the cable plugs into a regular outlet. Now, if you just buy the power bank by itself, they will give you a carry bag, and you also get a carry bag with this one as well. You get a drawstring carry bag. You get a cable with, if by itself, you don't get a wall charger. So this we're selling, you get the power bank, you get the base, which takes the place of the wall charger, and you also get a USB-C cable. So if you do buy the power bank, you will need to provide, just the power bank alone, you will need to provide your own high wattage wall charger, USB-C wall charger. If you try to charge this thing with a low wattage charger, it's going to take forever to charge. It's not going to be very efficient. So I would recommend at least maybe a 30, 40 watt charger, and even larger if you have one. But if you get the package that we're selling, then you get the base and you won't have to worry about the charger. So we are not selling these by themselves. We are just selling them with the package deal with the base. So the base has a wireless charging pad on top. And when you go to put the power bank on it, it magnetically connects to the wireless charging on top. There are little prongs. It magnetically lines up with those prongs, and those line up with the contacts on the bottom of the power bank, and that is what charges it. So you can have this plugged, it's just sitting on your base, and you don't have to plug it into anything or anything like that. You just set it on there, it magnetically aligns it to where it's supposed to be, and you just leave it, and it charges up very, very fast because it's a very high speed charging base. Now, the other really cool thing about the base that you get is on the right side of the base, it actually has three ports. So you get two USB-C ports on the side. These are also high charge, high wattage ports. And you get one standard USB. So basically the same ports you get on the top of the power bank, you also get on the side of the base. And so like I have the base plugged in here in my office, and I actually have the USB-C cable running from the base to my laptop, and that's what I'm using to power my laptop. So the base is definitely still a very high wattage output device, so it will provide enough wattage to charge laptops and to power laptops and then charge whatever you want. So if this is in your room and your power bank is charging and you need to charge something, you can easily just plug your cable in to the side of the base and it will quickly charge it super, super fast. So that is why I think the base is really cool. It also has four rubber feet on the bottom, so it doesn't slide around, it doesn't scratch any surface or anything like that. And there is a little screen, I think, on the front of the base. I have never really looked at it with my phone to see. But the other cool thing about this power bank was, if for some reason you were somewhere and you weren't using the app for this, or maybe you don't have a smartphone with the capabilities to download the Anchor app, this thing, you can see it very, very easily with Scene AI, Be My Eyes, things like that, show the screen very, very well. So I'm just going to give you a quick example. I'm going to turn my phone on here. Let me go turn my speech rate down. Settings for accessibility. Okay, now I'm going to go into Scene AI.
No on mail. Seeing AI. New recording. Recording 50. New recording. Night low. Cellular. Recording.
Okay.
Double tap to channel. Short text.
And I'm going to point it Anchor. At front of the screen, and I'm going to press the button on the side of the power bank to turn the screen on. And now.
Anchor.
It should show me.
Anchor.
Okay, yes, I know it's Anchor.
Channel, recognizing ink, 98%.
There it is.
Anchor.
Tells me it's 98% full.
Recognizing English, 98 Anchor.
And.
Anchor.
Let me turn my light on in here. Just, I don't think my light's on.
SA-200 channel, short text.
Okay, adjustable. Now let's try this.
Anchor.
Turn the screen on. Let that come up.
Recognizing English, 98%.
Very Anchor. Easily you can see 98%. And it might not be showing me anything else because there's really nothing else to show me. Let me see.
Anchor. Recognizing English, Anchor.
Well, at least you can definitely get the 90,
Anchor.
The percentage.
Press twice to disable.
There it is.
Bluetooth.
Press
Anchor.
Twice to disable Bluetooth.
Anchor. Press twice to disable Bluetooth. Anchor.
So it tells me that Bluetooth is turned on. If I wanted to disable it at this time while the screen is on, I could press the button
Anchor.
Twice and it would
disable
the Bluetooth. And then press it
Anchor.
Twice again and it will enable it.
Recognizing English. Anchor.
So I could get that and I could get the percentage very easily. So it's not a big deal to just scan it with Scene AI or something to get the percentage.
17 slot in, 98, Anchor.
There it is, 98%. Now, if I was to plug in a device to this, it might give me some more information. So let me take my USB-C cable and I'm going to plug it in to, the top of the power bank. And it is also plugged into my laptop, so let's see what it says about that. Let me get my phone.
Channel, short text, adjustable, Anchor.
Wait.
98.0W.
Yeah, it says
15.98, 99A, 98, C1+, 0.0W, 99H. 59, 99 age.
So
59 Cyrillic letter N.
It is telling
C1
me more
plus,
stuff.
0.0W.
You know, over time you might be able to get so you can tell what it's saying based off the stuff it's saying in the app, whatever. But it's saying 0.something watts because my laptop is, I think, trickle charging, and it's probably not taking any power right now because it's turned off, basically. So it's telling me that there's barely any wattage coming out of the battery because it's plugged into my laptop. But it was, if I plugged it into something else that was charging up, so let me plug it into my phone. Now, this is just if you don't want to use the app. I definitely recommend using the app because you're going to easily get the information a lot quicker and things like that. But we're just in case you don't use the app.
6:25 p.m. Reminders.
Okay, let me go back into Scene AI.
Flashlight off button. Charging, channel, short, 19.
And of course, it 40, tells me that my phone is charging up there. Let's see what this.
Casa. 988. Channel. Short text. 98. 14. 06. 19M. C1T. 14.5 Cyrillic letter M. Anchor. C1 plus. 18.2W. Anchor.
Okay, it's. So far, it's 18 watts that's charging into my phone, and as my phone charges, it will actually get more and more. So just know that that's what that's showing me. Now, let's look at the app, and let's let you guys see that. Now, like I said, I'll share the app on the website so you guys will know exactly which one to download. So let me go over to the app. Let me unplug my phone.
626, partly cloudy and 100. Channel 20, 36, seeing it, mail. No on ready. Seeing AI, mail, messages.
Okay, and let me go into the Anchor app.
Productivity, util, pro, weather fold, finance, web, pro, util, business, entertain, business folder, utilities fold, productivity folder.
Okay, there's that.
Productivity, sub, news, apps, archival, mess, authentic, Cox, and Intel, Anchor.
Anchor, okay. So, when you first Anchor. Download the app and you first open it up, first thing I would do is charge up the power bank all the way. So plug the base into an outlet, set the power bank on top, let it charge up for a good couple hours. That way you know everything's charged up all the way. Then go ahead and after you've downloaded the Anchor app, after the power bank's charged up, open up the Anchor app and follow the on-screen instructions. Now, I can't remember exactly what it asks me when I first set this up, but I was able to go through all the instructions just fine. Accessibility seemed to be fine on it from what I can remember, and I was able to get through. So it'll ask you to set up your device, and so it will actually start searching for a device. So what you're gonna wanna do is you will want to press the button once on the side of the power bank. You will want to make sure Bluetooth is turned on. So I think out of the box, they might be turned off by default. So you could scan the front screen with your phone and just look for it to say to turn Bluetooth on, press the button twice to enable it. So once the screen is on, press the button twice on the side to enable Bluetooth. Don't press the button twice if the screen is off, because that might accidentally put it into trickle charge mode. So you want to make sure screen is turned on, and then press the button twice if it tells you on the screen to enable Bluetooth by pressing it twice, then you want to do that. Then when you go into the app, it will start looking for the power bank and it will find yours. And all you have to do once it finds it is you should just have to tap on it, and then it will add it to the app. And then at that point, you can see all kinds of information. So what I see when I go into my app,
629 cellular,
let me go in here.
Authentic Cox Anchor.
So the first, Anchor. After Actions I've set available. It up, when I go into it for the first time, it's going to take me to the home screen, and the home screen is going to show me
Prime Power Bank, 98%.
Prime Power Bank, and it shows me the percentage. So I don't even have to click on this to see the level of percentage that the power bank is. And like I did a second ago, I scanned it, it said 98%. Here when I open up the app, it says 98%. Now, if I wanted to do more, if I wanted to see more, I could just tap on this and it will take me in to show me more information. But if you just want to see the percentage level that your power bank is, just open up the app, let it connect to the power bank, and it will, boom, then it will show you the level of the power bank. But if you want more information, I can tap on
Prime
this.
Power bank, 98%.
Tap on that, and it takes me to another window, and this shows me all kinds of information.
Prime power, CW, cap V.
Now this stuff at the top, I think is a graphic, like maybe a bar graph showing you these different things. So you're gonna wanna swipe to the right and just scan down the page.
Cap V, slash, Cap, 9%.
So
98.
There it is, 98%.
Percent, total input, W.
That tells you the total input. So if you're actually charging this power bank on the stand or you're charging it with a USB-C cable, it will tell you the total maximum input in wattage that you are charging the power bank at. So if you're charging it with a low wattage block, it's going to say, you know, 5-10 watts or whatever wattage you're charging at. If you're charging it at a higher wattage block, it's going to tell you that 50-60 watts, whatever. If you're charging it on the base, so I'm going to go ahead and put it on the base over here. Let me get it set over here. Okay, now that should tell me that it's charging at a pretty good clip. So let's just check it out.
Prime.
Go back down
prime,
here.
Read C one W C double cap double bank nine cap V cap V cap nine cap V slap four cap A 90% total input 97.5 W.
So it's charging that power bank at 97 watts, which is crazy fast. That is crazy fast. So if I keep swiping to the right,
prime power bank recharging 1 minute
tells me it's recharging. It tells me there's 1 minute to recharge, which is cool. If it was in, if it was anything other than 98%, it would, those minutes would be higher.
C1W.
And I'm gonna go down here again.
Prime CW.
Little kind of annoyance in it. I don't know if this is VoiceOver or this is the app, but it does seem sometimes like the VoiceOver keeps jumping back to the top and you have to keep going back down. So I don't know if that's just VoiceOver and Apple or whatever, but
CW cap double K double cap 1% total input total temperature.
Tells me the temperature of the power bank.
26 degrees Celsius/78 degrees Fahrenheit.
And 78 degrees Fahrenheit. So it tells me both.
Cumulative usage data.
Tells me usage data.
Input power. Prime power bank.
And here again, it jumped back up to the top. So let me go back down.
Prime power
That's
bank.
That's kind of an annoyance, prime, but I don't C1. Know why it doesn't.
Cat 1% total temp 20 cumul input output prime power.
Now there's the output power.
Prime power image font norm. Prime power bank image font norm base LED add device.
Here we
add
go.
Number of control 200-300 battery side output power input output power.
Now if I was charging my device from the battery, which I'm going to plug in now, I'm going to plug in my phone, it will tell me right there the output power that I'm actually getting from the power bank. So I'm going to plug this in. That's my iPhone.
Charge.
And now I'm going to go down and look at the output power.
Prime remaining. Nine, six, five, prime, remit, nine, caps, one, six, nine, caps,
again,
add,
kind of jumps up.
Add number of
what I do
available.
Is I go down to the bottom and then swipe to the left. It's a little bit quicker than going to the top and swiping all the way down. I go to the bottom and then I swipe to the left up. Let's do that.
Add number two, three battery output power input output power battery cycle.
Okay, let me get to output power.
Add number two, three battery cycle output power. Input power up batteries 390 260.0 Wh.
Oh, these are the cycles.
Two times 203 battery cycle. Output power.
Let me find out.
Input power. Cumulative use 27 degrees
okay.
Celsius temperature. Total output 20.9 W.
There it is. So total output is 20.9 watts, and that will go up as I charge this. So input and output are pretty close to each other. So input is right above output. But of course, it's not going to show you input if you're charging something from the power bank. It's going to show you total output. And that is where you see your total output wattage. And then of course, it shows you more information like I was looking at there. Battery cycles.
Number of charges available. Control, two times, 260.0 Wh. 391.9 Wh. Battery cycle.
There's my battery cycle.
2 times. Control. 260.0 W. 3 battery cycle. Output power. Input power.
Battery
cumulative
cycle
28 degrees
is...
cell temperature. Total input percent. Total
there's input and output.
Battery cycle 392 times.
Battery cycle is 2 times. So I've only recharged this power bank twice. And so that will go up the more you recharge it. And then above cycle
200, is battery cycle output power.
Total output power,
input power.
And total input power
battery
of
cycle.
The battery itself.
290 260.0 Wh.
So it can put out 260 watts total, and it can input 390 watts total, which is crazy. So those, and then at the bottom here, you'll see there was a Find My.
2 time control. Number of charge, add device information and calculate now, the number of charges based on the remaining power.
This is a little calculator. If you have a phone and, or if you have a device and you know how big the battery is. So say your iPhone 15 Pro is a 2000 milliamp battery. You can go into this little tool here. You can put in 2000 milliamp battery, and it'll ask you a couple other questions, and it will tell you how many times this power bank right now at the state that it's at with its charges will charge your iPhone or your device based off that information you put in. So depending on the milliamp battery, depending on the amount of battery that's or current charge that's in this power bank, it will tell you how many more charges you can get for that particular device. That's a little tool there. You can use it with anything you have, any device you have, as long as you know the milliamp size of your battery on your device. So that's just a little extra tool there that you can use or not use, whichever you want to do, but it's kind of a cool little thing. And then right at the bottom here,
prime power bank.
Let me go down
image.
To the bottom.
Find device.
Find device. So if I want to find this, if I've lost it, I'm going to go in here and I'm going to go down to find device.
Image. Find find device.
I'm going to click on that.
Find device.
It's going to come up.
Prime power. Image.
And I think there it is. So when you click on find device, you're going to go down to the very bottom and there's a thing that says image. Now I'm going to rename that on my iPhone just so it won't say image anymore. But you hear the power bank beeping.
Stop finding.
And you can hit stop finding, and there it stops it. So pretty loud speaker. You can let it play as long as you need to and tell it to stop whenever you need to. So I'm going to go down here, and I'm going to rename this image. And I'm just going to say
image.
I'm going to do a two-finger triple tap. I think it's two-finger triple tap. 1, 2, 3. Let's see.
Image.
Or I think it's a two-finger double tap and hold on the second one. Yep, that's it. Okay.
Alert.
So that helps me
Oscar.
Rename a graphic.
P. A. P. Label element. Label element.
So helps me label.
Text field.
So I'm going to say.
Label. Cancel. But text field. Done.
Oops.
Image.
Hold on. Let me do this again. I accidentally clicked the done button. Okay.
Cancel. Text field. Is
go into the text
insertion
field.
Insertion point at text words.
Make sure there's nothing in there.
Done. Delete.
I'm going to hit delete.
Delete.
Okay, I'm going to type in. I'll just put, for my purposes, I'll say find now.
G, F, I, N, F, D, space, N, L, O, R, D, S, E, W, W, text words, find now.
Oops, I didn't put a space. Let me do it.
Current F-I-N-D-N-N, space,
find now. Okay, there's find now. I'm going to hit done.
Done. Double tap to open app.
And now if I go
find
down
now.
To...
image.
The image? Well,
image.
It should say find now.
Find device.
Let me click find device.
Find device. Image. Find now.
Okay, there it is. Image, find now. So I'm going to just tap on find now.
Find now. Image.
Uh-oh, did I rename the wrong image?
Find device.
Uh-oh, I might have renamed the wrong image.
Image.
Okay. Yep.
Stop finding.
So.
Stop find. Find now.
Let me unrename this.
Alert. W. Q. Cancel. Clear text. Text field. Is editing. Find clear text.
Clear that.
Clear tap. Done.
Okay, so.
Double tap to open app.
To initiate the find
actions
feature.
Available.
You actually have to tap on the find now button or the find button first or find my device. Then if you go down to the bottom, you'll see where it says image. So let me do that.
72% battery power. 72.
Let me go image. Down. Okay, and I'm going to tap find on device. Find device.
Find device.
Then I'm going to go down to the bottom.
Image.
And then I'm going to rename that one.
Alert. M. Delete. M. F. I. B. Space. N. D. Space. Space. B. N. I. O. R. E. W. Cancel. Clear tag. Text field. Is editing. Find now. Character mode.
Okay.
Done.
Hit done.
Double tap to open app.
So now if I go down to the bottom and I tap on find my device.
Find now. Find device. Find now. Device. Find now.
Now it image. Says find now. And if I tap on that, it should start beeping. If it doesn't start beeping, go down to the bottom again.
Find now. Image.
There it is. Okay. So I had to do it twice, which I don't know why, but you know, it is what it is. And so there it is, beeping. Nice loudspeaker. Even if it's setting up, I'm setting this on a up on its the right side up, and the speaker is on the bottom, and it's still nice and loud. So even if it's on its up, it's still loud. Good loudspeaker there. And then when you're done, or when you find it,
stop finding.
Just hit stop. And that's how you find it. That's how it initiates speakers. So very cool there. And yeah, and really, guys, that's about it. I will tell you, this thing is insane. Like, I can plug in my phone to this, my iPhone 15, and it literally, in like 1 hour, it's charged. It's crazy fast. In a half hour, it's basically charged to like 70%, 70, 80%. In 1 hour, because what it does when it gets to like the 80% mark, it starts doing like the trickle charge thing on the phone. So then it takes longer. So from like 0 to 70 is like, you know, pedal to the metal. And then, or 0 to 80, then when it hits 80, it starts slowing down. So it like takes 30 minutes for the first 0 to 80, and then like another 30 minutes for the last 80 to 100. But this thing charges insanely fast. Fastest power bank I've ever seen in my life as far as charging goes, charging devices. It also charges my laptop at fastest speed possible, which is crazy fast. My laptop will charge at 45 watts. So you put a 240, 260 watt power bank on that thing, it's going to charge like smoking fast. So I was amazed at how fast it was charging my laptop. Even more amazed at how fast it's charging my devices like my iPads and my iPhones and things like that. So yeah, this is not for everybody. It's expensive. Of course, we have them less than Amazon does. So you're not going to be paying retail $230. But they are expensive. We realize that, and they're not going to be for everybody. But just know that you do get a lot with this, and you do get the ability to see the percentage left anytime you want without having to press a button to make it beep or vibrate. You do get the ability to charge laptops. You get the ability to charge anything at the very fastest speeds. You get the built-in Bluetooth, the built-in Find My, the temperature sensor, all that stuff that it shows you in the app. So it's very, very cool. Now, there is another Prime battery that they sell, and if you're on Amazon, you might see that, and that one is quite a bit cheaper. That is a 20,000 milliamp, but just know that one does not connect to the app. So this is the only power bank you can get from Anker that actually connects to their smart app. The other Prime power bank does not. So if you want to have that ability to connect to the app and get all that information, then you definitely want this one. And if I go in now, I can go back into the Anker app.
Prime.
Go back to the home screen, or let me just close Anker. Out like I've exited out.
Closing Anker. Closing CNA. Go back in. Intel U Anker.
I can look right here on the homepage.
640 cellular Prime power bank. Disconnected.
Now, it does go into a sleep mode after a few minutes of not being active or not detecting any charging or anything like that. So when you do open it up, it will take a minute or so to connect, and then it will show up in the app. So it does go to sleep to save power and stuff like that. So let's see what it says, because it said disconnected a second ago.
Prime power bank. 100%.
And there it is. And it's at 100% because I put it on the base for a couple seconds. And that's how fast it charges on the base, and that's how fast it charges devices. It's just crazy how fast this thing is in both sides of it. So that is so neat. You can pull it up. You can see anytime you want the percentage of the power bank, and it can be in the other room. You can pull it up and see what the percentage is. You can find it if you lose it. You just so many cool things on this thing. Two USB-Cs on the top, one standard USB as well. So charge three devices at one time, including you can charge two laptops at one time if you wanted to. You also have the ability to go into this
app. 39 minutes, 50 seconds.
And let me show you. Sorry, I hit my iPad. Let me show you guys.
646.
If I go into this app.
Prime power bank.
If I go, 100%. If I tap on this, then I go to the top.
Prime power bank.
If I click on this where it doesn't say anything right there.
C1.
There's a couple of blank spots there that VoiceOver is not reading. If I click on the first one, it takes me.
Settings.
To the settings. And in the settings,
function settings,
you can actually change the functions on what the ports on the top do. So if you want one port to only be for input for charging, you can set it for that. And if you want it to be the bottom one or the top one, you can set it for that. Or if you want, like it's the default, is both ports can charge the power bank. But if you want to go in and say, well, I only want one port for output and one port for input, that way you know every time this port is only for charging the power bank, this port is for charging things from the power bank. They let you change that around in this app.
Device screen.
You've got a device screen where you can actually change what it shows you on the screen of the actual physical power bank.
Number of charges available. Optimized charging.
You can turn on optimized charging. I don't know what that does, but you can read about it.
Screen brightness. Mid.
Turn on and off the screen brightness on the power bank itself.
Screen timeout.
You can set the screen timeout.
Port status.
You can see the port status. You can see like what the port status is as far as
Bluetooth auto port status.
Let's see.
Port status. You can set the USB-C1.
So USB-C1.
USB-C1. You can set the status of the C1 port to support input and output.
Okay,
support
so there's where only, there's where you can change port status. The port thing. So up here.
Port status. You can port.
Let me go back one.
Ports. You can support.
Okay, why aren't you going back?
Repeat interval. USB-C1. You can port status.
That for some reason it doesn't go back the easiest on the top.
Ports.
So the app is not like the best 100%.
Port status.
Port but status. It's pretty good. A couple little glitches like that. It won't go back. So anchor, what I'll do is I'll close action. Out of the Anchor app. But actions a lot of this anchor. Stuff you set and you leave it. You don't have to ever touch it again.
Anchor. Anchor. Closing anchor.
So let me go back
authentic
in here.
Cogs watch anchor.
We go back here.
Prime power bank.
Here.
Prime.
Go back to settings.
Settings. Function settings.
Function settings. Okay, let's see.
Function set device screen.
Oh, I see. The function settings is like the heading, and then these things are underneath it. Okay, so there's
number
screen,
of optimized charging.
Optimized charging, screen brightness,
screen timeout,
port status,
Bluetooth auto broadcast.
There's the Bluetooth auto broadcast. You can turn that on or off.
Find device.
There's another find my device thing.
General settings.
And there's general
device
settings
name.
Here. We've got
Prime
the device name.
Bank.
So you can change this, put your own name, so-and-so's power bank, whatever you want to change it to.
SN, AFI 59,
there's
WC,
a serial number.
Settings. Settings. Function
settings.
Support loop 5, general device, SN, help and feedback.
There's help.
Settings.
And then.
Delete, restore.
You can restore it, you can delete it.
Delete device. Firmware upgrade.
And there's a firmware
V1,
update.
4, help and feedback.
And so those are the things you can do in the settings. They're in the app. So that way you can check for firmware updates and stuff. But if there's a firmware update, I believe it should come up and tell you. And probably when you get this out of the box, you're going to be faced with the firmware update the first time, because I was. So just know that probably will be coming when you first sync it up with the app. So that's about it, guys. This includes the PowerBank 27,000 milliamps with over 240 output watts. It comes with the charging base, which is an extra add-on if you buy them separate on Amazon, like an extra $70, $80 add-on. I've even seen the bases for as much as $100. But this, you get the power bank and you get the base. The base has the power cord, and they do give you one nice braided USB-C to USB-C cable in the package as well. And you also get a carry bag to put this in when you travel or anything like that. So really awesome power bank and lots of cool features. And these are new in the box. If you guys have any questions, you can email us at sales@harboldcompany.com. And our website is harboldcompany.com. And our phone number is 405-471-1200. And remember also, you get the ports on the side of the base, which I think is another cool feature to be able to charge things with the base. So, all right. As always, we appreciate you guys, and we'll catch you next time.
Current position, 45, pause, rewind, 15 seconds, pause, button.